हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक् प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि। सर्वम् ब्रह्म उपनिषदम् माहम् ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मामा ब्रह्म निराकरोत्। अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणम् मे अस्तु। तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। केनेषितम् पतति प्रेषितम् मनः, केन प्राणः प्रथमः प्रैति युक्तः, केनेषिताम् वाचमिमाम् वदन्ति। कवु देवो कवु देवो चक्षुश्रोत्रम् चक्षुश्रोत्रम् कवु देवो युनक्ति। श्रोत्रस्य श्रोत्रम् मनसो मनो यद् वाचोह वाचम् सवु प्राणस्य प्राणः चक्षुषश्चक्षुः। अतिमुच्य धीराः प्रेत्यास्माल्लोकादमृता भवन्ति। So in the first mantra, student was desirous of knowing the nature of reality, the truth, the mere presence of which enables the functions of all subtle aspects. In fact, he wanted to know what is that truth, because of mere presence of which alone the entire subtle body becomes live, existent and functional. For which the teacher did not give a direct answer, showing something as something ended with some attributes. Instead, he gave an indirect answer, because this, the truth, the reality, the nature of the reality, which the student wanted to know, is first of all not an object. It is not an object, therefore it does not have any attributes. It is not an object which can be perceived. Being not an object, it cannot be perceived through any senses, because every sense for itself functions because of the blessing of the truth, the Atma. Again, any object is subject to difference. Whereas here the reality which the student wanted to know is not subject to any difference. It is not subject to a difference pertaining to objects of different species, known as vijatiya bhedaha. It is not subject to even the difference pertaining to objects of same species, known as sajatiya bhedaha. It is not subject to even the difference obtaining within a given object, known as swagata bhedaha. So vijatiya, sajatiya, swagata bheda rahitaha atma. So this reality, which the student wanted to know, is implied by the term Atma. This Atma is free from all these threefold difference. Vijatiya Bhedaha. I'm not explaining this because you all know very well what is Vijatiya Bheda. Sajatiya Bhedaha and Swagata Bhedaha. Not only that, this is free from important attributes such as Gunaha, Kriya, Sambandaha, Nama, Rupa, etc. So, Gunaha Nasti, Jati, this what the student wanted to know, does not belong to any species, any group, therefore no Jatihi, therefore it cannot be described. Does not have any attributes, Gunaha, therefore it cannot be described. There's no action which is associated because it is free from all actions and functions. But because of whose presence all functions and actions are possible. Therefore, no action, no jatihi, no gunaha, no kriya. Therefore, no sambandha. There's no connection with anything. Again, no form or name. So, nama, rupa, sambandha, guna, jati, kriya, rahitatvat. All these are not there. These are the things which can make an object describable. So, this here Atma being free from all these things, jati, guna, kriya, sambandha, nama, rupa, is not at all describable. No word can describe. In fact, every word is Atma, all words are Atma, all words are the very truth. No word can reveal the Atma. Therefore, this, what is to be known by the student, what the student wanted to know, happens to be not an object, not available for objectification, being imperceptible, not even conceivable. It can be described by words also, because it is free from this jati, guna, kriya, etc. Therefore, there's no way. This teacher has had to give only an indirect definition. Therefore, here, there's no way of imparting the knowledge of reality, making use of the conventional method of teaching. Therefore, there has to be a very uniquely designed method, which is a traditional method, which has to be followed. Therefore, here, the teacher has had to give an indirect answer. So, we understood from the second mantra, what is that reality? Kahu devaha yunakti. That reality is that because of whose presence all the sense powers function. Everything functions. This is the meaning we understood. Now, we're going to see in this third mantra. Here, what has been said is going to be further enhanced. This reality has no other attributes such as sound, form, color, or even taste, touch. Therefore, it cannot be perceived through any of the sense organs. No sense power is capable of revealing the Atma, because sense power itself functions because of the blessing of the Atma. Each sense power enjoys existence because of the blessing of Atma. It functions because of the blessing of Atma. Therefore, it cannot reveal the Atma. Therefore, in the third mantra, it is said, let us read the mantra now. Natatra chakshur gachyati. Sometimes you may find it boring because you know the teaching already. But when you feel bored, That means you are not ready for contemplation. Somewhere, something makes you feel bored means the mind is still not ready. Natatra chakshur gachhi. This is what I heard from Pujya Swamiji. Have to keep on listening. Natatra chakshur gachhati, nava gachhati, na mano, na vidmo, na vijanimo, yathai tadanu sishyat, natatra chakshur gachhati, nava gachhati, na mano, na vidmo, na vijanimo, yathai tadanu sishyat. Now reading, this whole mantra is together, all the words are together without any comma, full stop. Better make a note where we can have small pause. Natatra chakshur gachhati nava gachhati. Na mano na vidmaha. Na vijanimo yathaitadanu sishyat. Na vijanimo yathaitadanu sishyat. Anyadevatad viditadatho aviditadadhi. Iti shushruma purvesham yenastadvyacha chakshire. Iti shushruma purvesham yenastadvyacha chakshire. Natatra chakshur gachhati, na va gachhati, na mano na vidmaha. Have a break so that you can make a line there. Na mano na vidmaha, na vijanimo yathaitadanu sishyat. Na vijanimo yathaitadanu sishyat. Anyadevatad viditadatho aviditadadhi. Iti sushruma purvesham. Yenastadvyacha chakshire. So the teacher says, tatra chakshuh nagachati. So the student need not make any effort trying to see. Therefore he says, tatra chakshuh nagachati. The seeing power does not go to that Brahman. The eye does not go to that Brahman. That does not reach Brahman. Does not reach means the reaching here, not going, not reaching means not being capable of revealing it. So chakshur na gachyati, therefore it implies no sense power can reach Brahman. No sense power can go to that Brahman. Nava gachyati. So the word does not, the speech does not go to that Brahman. Na vak na gachyati. The speech does not go to Brahman. What does it mean? Again, no word can reveal Brahman. Therefore, this Brahman here, Brahman or Atma, is not an object of action which can be attained as a result of an action. So no word reveals, no word goes to that Brahman. Vak na gachyati. Na manaha. Na manaha. na manaha. Here, even the mind does not reach Brahman. Again, this Atma, the Brahman, being inconceivable, is revealed by this expression, na manaha. Mind does not reach the Atma. Therefore, it is said, na vidmaha. We do not know this Atma, Brahman, na vidmaha. Second conjugation verb. With is the dhatu, and then we have this plural verbal affix maha, vidmaha, na vidmaha. So we do not know that Brahman. Having said that, next sentence the teacher says, na vijani maha, yatha yetad anusishyat. Anusishyati. Anusishyati means teaches, instructs. Anusishyati. Yatha anusishyat. Yetad. Yatha anusishyat. It is implied. Na vijani maha. We do not know. Yatha should be taken as katham. We do not know how the teacher, whoever teaches, instructs or teaches this reality, imparts the knowledge. We do not know how whoever teaches this imparts the teaching of this Brahman. Yatha yetad anusishyat. So we do not know how to impart the teaching of this Brahman. Having said that, then he teaches, says, tad viditat athaha. Viditat attad, that absolute reality Brahman is, tad stands for the reality which the student wanted to know. Tad Brahma viditad athaha. The word athaha, you should take it as what? Distinct. Viditat adaha. Atha. That reality Brahman is distinct from anything and everything known. Viditam. Viditam is a past passive participle, which means the known. Viditad athaha. It is distinct from the known. It is not an object, therefore what? It is distinct from the known. Definitely, the Atma does not come under the category of the known, because it is not an object. Because it is not an object, it does not come under the category of the known. It is distinct from the known. Viditad athaha. Viditat athaha. Viditad athaha. Aviditat adhi. This reality is also. Adhi also means distinct. Athaha adhi means the same in this context. Aviditat adhi. Aviditadadhi. So that Brahman is also distinct from the unknown. It is neither the known nor the unknown. It is distinct from both the known and the unknown. Iti Sushrumaha. Iti Sushrumaha. Sushruma. This is what we hear. We hear, it should take as, this is what we have heard. Sushrumaha, we hear. But this iti, thus, we have heard. Purvesham. Purvesham, purvebhyaha. Chaturthi arthe shashti. In the sense of fourth case, purvesham, purvebhyaha. from our ancient teachers. Iti Sushruma Purvesham. Thus, we have heard from the ancient teachers. Ye naha tad vyacha chakshire. This is what we have heard from our ancient teachers. Ye those who had explained it to us, expounded it to us. Ye those teachers who vyacha chakshire, it's a past perfect tense verb, lit verb. Vyacha chakshire is equal to vyakhyata vantaha asan. Vyacha chakshire means vyakhyata vantaha asan. This is what we have heard from ancient teachers who had expounded it to us. Naha. Ye naha tad vyacha chakshire. This is the literal meaning of the mantra. Na tatra chakshur gachyati, na va gachyati, no manaha, na vid, na vid, no mano na vidmaha, make it that way. Na tatra chakshur gachyati na va gachyati, no mano na vidmaha, na vijani mo yathaita danu sishyat, yadevat. Yadeva tadviditadatho aviditadadhi. Yadeva tadviditadatho aviditadati. Yadeva tad. That which alone is distinct from the known and distinct from the unknown. Iti purvesham ye naha tad vyacha chakshire tebhyah purvebhyah sushruma sutavantaha. So those ancient teachers who had expounded that to us, from them thus we have heard. This is the literal meaning of the mantra. So I already told you why the sense powers do not reach, because the reality is attributeless. Again, vakna gachyati, word does not reach, speech does not reach Brahma, means no word can describe. Word can describe an object only if the object belongs to a given jati, a species. If the object has some attribute or the other, gunaha, if the object is associated with a given action, if the object is associated with some action, has some form or some name, at least the object has some connection, sambandaha. So, jati guna kriya sambandha nama rupa rahitatvat vak na gachyati. The word does not reach, mean the word is incapable of revealing Brahma. Again, mind also does not reach. Mind can reach objects only which are perceptible. And the imperceptible also must have some attribute or the other for the mind to be able to conceive. Therefore, mind also does not go. Again, mind itself being a material product, mind itself is dependent on his Atma to become conscious, to become sentient, again to become functional. Even for its very existence, mind is dependent on this Atma. Therefore, mind doesn't reach. It is not Atma is something which can be conceived mentally. Therefore, what? We do not know. Now, we do not know yatha yetad anusishyat. We do not know how to impart a teaching about it. We do not know how any other teacher would impart about it, would so we do not know how to impart the teaching about it. Anyadevatad. Tad viditad athaha aviditad it adhi. Okay. Let us see the bhashyam part of it now. Na tatra tasmin brahmani chakshuhu gachyati. Very simple. We can go fast. Natatra tasmin brahmani. Tatra is equal to tasmin brahmani. Chakshuhu gachyati. I just not go to that Brahman. Swatmani gamana asambhavat. Swatmani gamana asambhavat. Very important place here. Let's stop here. Swatmani gamana asambhavat. It is not possible. Asambhavaha means impossibility. As it is not possible to go towards oneself. It is not possible to go to oneself. Atmani means towards oneself, to oneself. The locative case is used. It is not possible to go towards oneself. Therefore, I does not reach Brahma. What does it mean? Let us stop here. The seeing power, the Chakshurindriyam, I, is capable of seeing the light, the capable of seeing every opaque thing which reflects light in the presence of the light, is capable of seeing all colors, forms and shapes. It can see many things, but the eye which sees, eye when you say eye, the seeing power obtaining in both the eyes, Chakshurindriyam, which sees everything in the world in the presence of the light, cannot see itself by itself. The eye has to see itself. The Chakshurindriyam has to see itself. It is dependent on a reflecting mirror, reflecting medium. The eye can see itself. The eye can see itself. How it looks. Only through a mirror. It can see itself through its own reflection. The eyes which is capable of seeing everything else, to see itself, it is dependent on reflecting medium, the mirror, to see itself, to see the eye. That is how the eye is set. The same way here, we have to understand the Atma here we say, the self cannot see itself. So Swatmani Gamana Asambhavat, as it is not possible to go to oneself. In the same way, Tatha na vagachyati, tatha vak na gachyati. In the same way, the word does not reach Brahman. So here I have to stop and tell you, just as the eyes are dependent on a reflecting mirror to see themselves through their reflection, so also here, the Atma obtaining as the knower, which alone, by its mere presence, knows everything, knows the mind, knows the sense organs, knows the organs of actions, knows the objective universe through the sense organs and mind. That Atma, to know its own Swarupam, is dependent on another reflecting mirror. Atma also can see, know its own Swarupam, its own, can see, can know the reflection of its essential nature, which is dependent on a mirror, and that mirror is the Shastram. So words of the Shastram serve as the mirror which reflect the nature of reality. That is how one can know one's own Swarupam, reflected by the words of the Shastra. There's another aspect, just I wanted to tell you this. So, tatha navagachyati. Why walk does not reach? Why a word cannot reveal the object? Atma. Vachahi shabdaha uchcharyamanaha abhideyam prakashayati. Vachahi. Vacha means what? He indeed. Shabda uchcharyamanaha. Uchcharyamanaha shabdaha abhideyam prakashayati. So, the sound, the word, shabdaha here literally means a meaningful sound, which is a word. Shabdaha, a word, uchcharyamanaha, being uttered, being pronounced, abhideyam prakashayati. It reveals the object. Abhideyam, it reveals its meaning. Abhideyam is the meaning. Shabdaha, abhidhanam is a name. The word, word and its meaning. When, why he explains why a word does not reveal the Atma here? Because shabdaha uchcharyamanaha vacha, when the word is being pronounced, uttered through this organ of speech, then abhideyam prakashayati, it reveals, it brings to light the meaning of the word. So vachahi shabdaha yada uchcharyamanaha tada abhideyam prakashayati. Yada tada abhideyam prati vagachyati iti uchyate. He is explaining what does it mean by saying the word reaching an object. Word does not reach Brahman. So what does it mean? So word reaching an object means what? Yada vacha yadahi shabdaha uchcharyamanaha abhideyam prakashayati tada abhideyam prati vagachyati iti uchyate. When the word is being uttered, pronounced, then when the object, when the word uttered by the organ of speech reveals, brings to light its respective meaning, the object, then the word is said to be reaching the object. Abhideyam prati vagachyati iti uchyate. The meaning of the word should be revealed when the word is uttered. Only then the word is said to be reaching the object. But here, if we say Brahma, Atma, our consciousness, if we say book, table, chair, any word you utter, immediately the abhideyam, the meaning of the word, you know, the meaning of the word becomes revealed. When you say Brahma or Atma or consciousness, immediately, no, nothing becomes revealed. So the word uttered should be capable of revealing its meaning. Only then we can say the word reaches its object. Tasya cha shabdasya tan nivartakasya cha karanasya atma brahma. One more reason he gives. Tasya cha shabdasya tan nivartakasya cha karanasya cha atma brahma. What is Brahman here? The absolute reality, Brahman, obtaining as the Atma, is what? In fact, the Brahman reality is the Karanasya Atma. It is the very essential nature, very truth of the instrument of speech, Vagindriyam. Thereby it's a truth of the word also. Brahman is the truth of the word. Brahma shabdasya atma. Tasya shabdasya cha atma brahma. So Brahman is the very truth of the word. The truth of the word means what? Without which the word cannot exist. That without which the word cannot exist is the truth of the word. So tasya cha shabdasya brahma atma. Brahman is the truth of the very word. Not only the truth of the word. Tan nirvartakasya. Not nivartaka. Nirvartakasya. If you have repa is not there, please make a note to put a repa there. Nivartaka means remover. But nirvartakam. Nirvartayati is the verb. So nirvartayati. So that which enables the nirvartayati means utters. So Brahman is the Atma, the truth of the word as well as the truth of the organ of speech, the Vagindriyam, which utters it. Nirvartakam, that which utters. That which reveals the word. Tasya cha shabdasya tan nirvartakasya cha karanasya. Tan nirvartaya shabdasya nirvartakasya karanasya cha atma brahma. Na kevalam shabdasya shabda nirvartakasya. Tan nirvartakasya means what? Shabda nirvartakasya karanasya atma. Shabdasya nirvartakasya karanam. Shabda nirvartakasya karanam vagindriyam. So the instrument of speech, karanam. So Brahman is the truth, the atma of this word as well as the very truth of the organ of speech, which serves instrument of speech, which utters the word. Therefore, word cannot reveal Brahma. Word does not go to Brahma. Ataha, he says, ataha, therefore, na vak gachyati. The ataha vak na gachyati. Therefore, the speech does not reach Brahman. Does not go to Brahman. He gives a beautiful example here. Yatha agnihi dahakaha. Agnihi, the fire. Dahakaha, the burner. Prakashakaha cha api san. Agnihi dahakaha. Prakashakaha cha api san. Nahi atmanam prakashayati dahati va. Beautiful example. Agnihi the fire, agnihi dahati iti dahakaha. Agnihi anyani vastuni dahati. Ataha dahakaha. Fire burns everything else. Therefore fire is the burner. Fire is that which burns everything. Then prakashakaha cha api, sun, and also remaining as the illuminator. Prakashakaha, fire is endowed with these two aspects. Fire is endowed with the burning power. Fire is endowed with the illumining power also. Therefore, fire is capable of illumining as well as burning. It dahati prakashayati cha. Dahati prakashayati iti agnihi dahakaha prakashakaha. So, just as yatha agnihi dahakaha san prakashakaha apicha san, being the one which burns everything, being the illuminator of everything also, he atmanam na prakashayati. It does not illumine itself. It does not need to illumine itself. You know why? It is self-luminous. Light, the fire being a source of light, it is self-luminous. Very presence itself is what? Presence itself is illumining. It does not do the function of illumining itself. Nahi atmanam prakashayati. Nor does it dahativa, nor does it burn itself. Fire does not burn itself, nor does it illumine itself. Tadvat, like that. Tadvat means like that. Like that, you know, similarly, in the same way, here Brahma, the absolute reality Brahma, does not reveal the swarupam of the Vagindriyam being Brahma, the truth of the very self. When I say truth, that which lends existence. That which lends existence is what? The very self. For water, the way water is the Atma, the self, which lends existence, which is the truth. In the same way here, for every organ, Brahman is the truth, which lends existence. Brahman is the Atma. Therefore here, the organ of speech, Atma is not the organ of speech, but the organ of speech is Atma. Therefore the organ of speech does not reveal itself. Which means it does not reveal itself. It does not reach itself. So the speech does not go to Brahman, even as the fire which burns and illumines does not burn, illumine itself. No manaha. Got it? See here, why the organ of speech does not go to itself. Go to Brahman, because Brahman is the very self. Then we cannot go to itself. It cannot reveal itself. The best example, fire example. No manaha, manahacha, anyasya sankalpayitru. Sankalpayati iti sankalpayita. Sankalpayita is a nominative form. Sankalpayitru shabdaha. Sankalpayitru thinker. Sankalpayati thinks. Sankalpayitru thinker. Adhyavasayati. Adhyavasayati decides, determines. Adhyavasayitru determiner. Asya manaha. Manaha cha anyasya sankalpayitru. Anyasya adhyavasayitru. Mind also is mind can think of another object, another object. Mind can determine of another object. So, manahacha anyasya sankalpaitru adhyavasayitru cha tat sat na atmanam sankalpayati adhyavasyati cha. మనః ఆత్మానం న సంకల్పయతి న అధ్యవస్యతి. సంకల్పయతి ఇతి సంకల్పయితృ, అధ్యవస్యతి ఇతి అధ్యవసాయితృ. ద కాంజుగేషన్ ఆర్ డిఫరెంట్. అధ్యవస్యతి ఇతి అధ్యవసాయితృ. So mind can think of objects other than itself. Mind can determine of objects other than itself. But na atmanam sankalpayati, it does not think of its own truth. Na adhyavasyati, it does not determine itself. తస్యాపి బ్రహ్మ ఆత్మా, తస్య మనసః అపి ఆత్మా బ్రహ్మ. దిస్ ది అబ్సల్యూట్ రియాలిటీ బ్రహ్మన్ అబ్టైనింగ్ యాజ్ ది ఇన్నర్ మోస్ట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీ బీయింగ్ ఈజ్ ది సెల్ఫ్ ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీ ఆర్గన్, ది ట్రూత్ ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీ ఆర్గన్. సో తస్య మనసః అపి ఆత్మా బ్రహ్మ, ది ట్రూత్, the very self which lends existence to the mind is also Brahma. Therefore, mind, Brahman being the very true, the self of mind, mind does not, cannot think of itself, cannot determine itself. Na sankalpayati na adhyavasyati cha. Kimattam? తస్య మనసః అపి బ్రహ్మ ఆత్మా ఇతి. తస్య మనసః అపి, తస్యాపి బ్రహ్మాత్మేతి, తస్యాపి బ్రహ్మాత్మేతి, ఇఫ్ యు బ్రేక్ ఇట్, తస్య మనసః అపి బ్రహ్మైవ ఆత్మా ఇతి కారణతః. ఇంద్రియ మనోభ్యాం హి వస్తునః విజ్ఞానం. ఇంద్రియ మనోభ్యాం హి వస్తునః విజ్ఞానం. వస్తునః విజ్ఞానం, వస్తునో విజ్ఞానం మీన్స్ వస్తునః విజ్ఞానం. నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ ఎనీ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ దీడ్ త్రూ ది ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్, ఎక్స్టర్నల్ ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ ద సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్ అండ్ ఇంటర్నల్ ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ మైండ్. So, indriya manobhyam hi vastunaha vijnanam. Indriya manobhyam hi vastunaha vijnanam. So, knowledge is always of thing, knowledge of anything happens, takes place, only when the sense organs and mind function together. Mind and sense organs. Mind must be functional. Attention of the mind must be backing up the sense organs. Then sense organs must be in contact with the sense objects. Then knowledge of the objects takes place. So knowledge of any object for to take place is dependent on the mind and sense organs, the contact of mind with the sense objects through the sense organs. Therefore, there's a combined effort of the mind and sense organs alone results in the rise of the knowledge. Whereas here, he said, So indriya manobhyami vastunaha vijnanam. Tad agocharatvat. Tad agocharat. Agocharam means imperceptible. Agocharatvat, due to its imperceptibility, due to the imperceptibility of the reality Brahman, agocharatvat, na vidmaha. Now why Brahman is not perceptible, we know, because no sense organ can object, reveal the Brahman. Because every sense organ, if Brahman is the truth, Atma of every sense organ. Brahman is the truth of the mind. Therefore, mind cannot conceive. Mind cannot think or determine the itself. Therefore, Atma is, Brahmatma is imperceptible. And being imperceptible, tad agocharatvat, now the teacher says, na vidmaha tap. Tad Brahma idrisham iti. Therefore we do not know. Na vidmaha Brahma idrisham iti. We do not know this is how Brahman is. What sort of a thing is it? We do not know. Brahma idrisham iti na vidmaha. We do not know that Brahman is of such nature. Which sort of it is, we do not know. We do not know Brahman is of some given nature, such and such a nature. Which sort of it is it, we do not know. Kidrisham iti, kidrisham, literally, which sort of it, do not know. Tad Brahma yidrisham iti. Vayam na vidmaha. Yidrisham means what? This is how Brahman is. This what is the nature of Brahman. In this manner, we do not know Brahman. Ataha. Therefore what? Na vijani maha. Therefore we do not know. Antala very easy. Okay? Everything is easy only, but a beautiful teaching is going to come only later on. Ataha, therefore na vijani maha. Yatha, yena prakarena, yetad brahma anusishyant. So na vijani maha, we do not know. How? Yatha means what? Yena prakarena. Ataha navijanimaha, therefore we do not know. Yatha means what? Yena prakarena. By which method, in which manner, yetad brahma anusishyat. One should teach. One should impart this knowledge of this Brahman. In which manner, by which method, one should impart the knowledge of this Brahman to one's disciples. Yena prakarena yetad brahma anusishyat. Anusishyat means what? Upadishet. Break it. Upadishet. Anusishyat is equal to upadishet. Upadishet sishyaya. Upadishet sishyaya. Upadishet chishyaya. How? We do not know how, in which manner, by which method, one should impart the knowledge of this Brahman to the disciple. Anusishyat is equal to upadishet, ling form. Anusishyati upadishati. So anusishyat, upadishet, sishyaya, upadishet, sishyaya, upadishet, chishyaya. Sishyaya upadishet, yena prakarena, yatha, yetad brahma, sishyaya anusishyat, sishyaya upadishet, iti abhiprayaha. This is what is the drift here. Okay. Yadhi karanagocharam. Yadhi yadhi karanagocharam. Karanagocharam means what? That which is perceptible through sense organ. Karanagocharam means perceptible through the sense organ is karanagocharam. Yadhi karanagocharam tad anyasmai upadeshtum shakyam. Yadhi karanagocharam tad anyasmai upadeshtum shakyam. Upadeshtum shakyam. It is possible to teach another person. It is possible to impart to another person the knowledge of anything which is perceptible through sense organs. Yadhi karana gocharam tad anyasmai upadeshtum shakyam. So that which is perceptible through sense organs, anyasmai upadeshtum shakyam, it is possible to impart the teaching of it. Why? In keeping with what? Jati, species, guna, attribute, kriya, action. Visheshanahi, with all these things. They're all attributes. Attribute is an attribute. Species is an attribute. Action is an attribute. So, jati, guna, kriya, visheshanahi, with the attributes such as these, species, the species of an object, attribute of an object, action of an object, etc. It is possible to impart the knowledge of the object which can be perceived through sense organs. Whereas here, Brahman is free from what? Brahman does is free from all these attributes. Na tajjatyadi viseshanavat Brahma. Na tajjatyadi viseshanavat Brahma. What does it mean? Brahman is not that which is endowed with these attributes such as jati, etc. Jatyadi viseshanani na santi yasya brahmanaha. See, viseshanavat brahma. What does it mean? Like gunavat gunavan manushyaha, gunavan devaha. Like that, viseshanavan atma, viseshanavat brahma. Is it clear? Viseshanavan atma means what? Atma which has attributes is viseshanavan atma. Viseshanavat brahma means Brahman which is endowed with attributes. But here, jatyadi visena Brahman is not viseshanavat. Brahman is not that which is endowed with attributes such as species, etc. Jatyadi viseshanavat na Brahma. Jatyadi viseshanavat na Brahman is not that which is endowed with all those attributes such as species, etc. In Brahman does not belong to any species, does not have any gunas, does not associate with any action. And we have to include also what? No connection, no form, no name. Therefore, tasmad, therefore, Vishamam. சிஷ்யான் உபதேசேன பிரத்யாயையிட்டும் உபதேசேன சிஷ்யான் பிரத்யாயையிட்டும் விஷமம் இதி உபதேசே தர்த்தகிரகணே ச யத்னாதிஷய கர்த்தவ்யதாம் தர்ஷயதி. ஓகே, திஸ் லாஸ்ட் சென்டென்ஸ் ஐல் எக்ஸ்பிளைன் டுமாரோ. ஓகே, டைம் லெட் ஸ்டாப் வித் திஸ். ந தஜாத்யாதி விசேஷணவத் பிரம்ம, ஜாத்யாதி விசேஷணவத் ந பிரம்ம. கிளியர்? ஆதி சப்தா ஸ்டாண்ட்ஸ் ஃபார் ஆல் த ரெஸ்ட். ஷட் குணாஹ, குணா இட்ஸ் ரில் பிகம்ஸ் ஒன் ஆஃப் தி குணாஸ். சத் விசேஷனானி, வில் சி டுமாரோ. ஓம் பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரிஹி ஓம் தத்சத். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம்.